Tonight, we have a teaching on sacramentals and why we need them in our lives. For the first time here tonight with us is Scott Curry. Scott?
Thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here for the first time. Thank you all for coming tonight. Like Tom said, I'm going to talk about sacramentals tonight. And I'm going to start by just giving a brief description, and then I'll continue with what the Catholic Catechism has to teach us about them. Sacramentals are sacred signs and prayers that sanctify life circumstances, like exorcisms, holy water, or blessings, preparing people to receive grace. A sacrament gives grace, while a sacramental asks for grace. Holy Mother Church has instituted sacramentals. These are sacred signs that bear a resemblance to the sacraments. They signify effects, particularly of a spiritual nature, which are obtained through the intercession of the Church. By them, we are disposed to receive the chief effects of the sacraments, and various occasions in life are rendered holy. Sacramentals are instituted for the sanctification of certain ministries of the Church, certain states of life, a great variety of circumstances in Christian life, and the use of many things helpful to us. In accordance with bishops' pastoral decisions, they can respond to the needs, culture, and special history of Christian people of a particular region of time. They always include a prayer, often accompanied by a special sign, such as the laying on of hands, the sign of the cross, sprinkling of holy water, which we call baptism. Unlike the seven sacraments, sacramentals work through the Church's prayer, stirring our faith and disposing us to cooperate with God's grace. They don't produce a grace automatically, but invite us to open our hearts, much like holy water recalls baptism and helps us enter prayerfully. Sacramentals derive from the baptismal priesthood. Every baptized person is called to be a blessing and to bless. Lay people may preside at certain blessings. The more a blessing concerns ecclesial and sacramental life, the more is its administration reserved to the ordained ministry, bishops, priests, or deacons. Sacramentals do not confer the grace of the Holy Spirit in the way that sacraments do. But by the Church's prayer, they prepare us to receive grace and dispose us to cooperate with it. For well-disposed member of the faithful, the liturgy of the sacraments and sacramentals sanctifies almost every event in their lives with the divine grace which flows from the paschal mystery of the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. From this source, all sacraments and sacraments draw their power. There is scarcely any proper use of material things which cannot be directed toward the sanctification of Christians and the praise of God. Among sacramentals, blessings of persons, meals, objects, and places comes first. Blessings are God's merciful embrace extended through the Church. At the heart of sacramentals lie blessings. A blessing is God's life-giving action, originating from the Father, both in word and in gift. It means to speak well, echoing creation where God blesses and declares all good. Scripture shows God blessing Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, culminating in Christ, the greatest blessing for humanity. Through the Church, we receive this. In his mystery of love through Christ, God communicates to his Church the power to bless. Granted by God to human beings and bestowed by them on their neighbors, the blessing is transformed into inclusion, solidarity, and peacemaking. It is a positive message of comfort, care, and encouragement. The blessing expresses God's merciful embrace. Blessings praise God, implore his gifts, consecrates persons or things, and exhort holiness. They are for people, sacred images, homes, work, fruits of the earth, everything pointed to the Creator. Blessings are clarified as spontaneous pastoral gestures, not liturgical rites, approving unions contrary to doctrine, but inviting all to God's mercy. Pope Francis reflected in this way: God blesses first, even amid sin, hoping for our good. His Son on the cross proves it. Our blessings respond in praise and thanksgiving. Every blessing praises God and prays for his gifts. In Christ, Christians are blessed by God the Father with every spiritual blessing. This is why the Church imparts blessings by invoking the name of Jesus, usually while making the holy sign of the cross of Christ. Certain blessings have a lasting importance because they consecrate persons to God or reserve objects and places for liturgical use. Among those blessings, which are intended for persons, not to be confused with sacramental ordination, are the blessing of an abbot or abbess of a monastery, the consecration of virgins and widows, the rite of religious profession, and the blessing of certain ministries of the Church: readers, acolytes, and catechists. The dedication or blessing of a church or an altar, the blessing of holy oils, vessels, investments, bells, etc., can be mentioned as examples of blessings that concern objects. When the Church asks publicly and authoritatively in the name of Jesus Christ that a person or object be protected against the power of the evil one and withdrawn from his dominion, it's called an exorcism. It is a sacramental, a special prayer or rite instituted by the Church to protect people from evil and prepare them for grace, distinct from the seven sacraments. Jesus performed exorcisms, and from him the Church has received the power and the office of exorcising. In a simple form, exorcism is performed at the celebration of baptism. Sacramentals weave God's grace into the fabric of daily life, sanctifying our ordinary moments and drawing us closer to him through simple, heartfelt practices. They remind us that faith isn't confined to the altar, but pulses through our homes, streets, and hearts, fostering devotion that echoes the Church's ancient wisdom. Imagine stepping into a church, dipping your fingers into the holy water font, and making the sign of the cross. That simple gesture isn't just a habit. It's a sacramental, a sacred sign instituted by the Church to prepare us for grace and sanctify life circumstances. From ancient times, sacramentals have included blessings, holy water, ashes, palms, candles, and even blessed foods or metals. The Church, as heir to the apostles, determines their form, matter, and use, adapting them to cultures while preserving their dignity. The Council of Trent highlighted how they enhanced the holy sacrifice of the Mass, arousing piety and distinguishing Catholics from those who reject such rites. Therefore, ministries, states of life, circumstances, and helpful things, always with prayer, often a sign like the sign of the cross or laying on of hands. In our busy world, sacramentals bridge the sacred and the secular, turning routine into reverence. So how can we embrace this today? Incorporate sacraments daily: holy water at home, blessed metals for children, meal graces, and tonight we will all be with Father Rick as he blesses us all. Amen.